Hey, remember that guy you told me about last week?
Yeah, that's canceled.
I'm Cecily.
I'm Duran.
And this is
Shoulda Swipe Left.
Shoulda Swipe Left.
Shoulda Swipe Left.
The podcast, all things online dating.
Yes, love, sex, penis. That was so loud.
Hi, Durand.
Hello, Cecily.
We're a little late. We had a long weekend.
Extremely. Oh, my Lord. I'm still in pain.
I feel like until our rehearsals are over, I don't know. I just can't get used to this Sunday thing. But we're going to do it, guys. Don't worry. One day, we're going to get this right.
We're going to master it pretty soon.
Maybe, because I think we said that last week, too.
We did. We really did. But it's just, it's so hard. We have to sleep eventually.
Okay, but in our defense, we were going to record with our special guest last week, early in the week, and then that fell through. And then it kind of threw things
all the way off.
Yes. So, happy Monday!
Hey!
It's about to be Tuesday!
Worst day of the week is almost over.
How was your Monday, people? I hope it was glorious, and you got work done. For me, it was a very slow work day. I wanted to pull my teeth out.
Ow.
Exactly.
That's not cute.
I would have rather done that.
I
it's one of those days.
It's just one of them days.
I'm also really tired.
Wow, that was a big yawn.
They couldn't hear that. Why are you having me on blast?
My bad.
Oh my gosh. On a happier note, we got to watch the newest episode of Insecure.
Woo chili, let me tell you.
That was so good.
It was so stressful.
Oh my goodness. I don't even know if I'm Issa or Molly. I don't know.
I know, like, the past two seasons, I've always felt like I was, like, in Molly's shoes. But this season, I was like, oh man, you are... Issa, what it is, girl, what it is.
I feel like I'm a mix of both of them.
I love them both.
They were great. This episode had me, like, stressed out. I was so stressed.
I'm just really sad we didn't get to see Dro's butt.
Okay, well, I'm not sad about that, but... Yeah, you got to see Daniel's butt. It's the first thing
sure
you saw.
Sure did, and I was like, yes, we are back!
You can't clap.
I'm so sorry.
It's so loud.
I got excited.
Oh my god.
You know, I want to be clapping in booty cheeks.
Ew. Stop it.
Oh, man.
That was a good episode.
It was so good, and I'm really looking forward to the rest of the season because it seems like it's all going down right now.
Everyone's... If you don't watch Insecure, you should.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm. Side note, Issa does online dating in the show. I don't know about real life, but maybe. But in the show, she does.
Yes.
So go for her. She can be on our podcast.
Hey, Miss Issa Rae. You know, you can follow us and you can hit us up, and we'd love to have you as a guest.
Yes, we. Oh,
ooh, man.
That'd be the highlight of my life, maybe. I don't know. Like, Jaden's birth might be like second runner up.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding. That's bad.
Woo, Issa.
That's bad. Okay, so Insecure was great. And again, if you're not watching Insecure, you should be watching Insecure.
Absolutely.
And you totally have time to catch up because it's only the beginning of season 3. So you can watch it on HBO.
Yes, episodes are a half hour long.
They're short. So short. I want more. And besides that, I finally saw my boyfriend today.
Oh my god.
And that didn't go too well, did it?
No.
So, listeners, I have a secret crush on this guy who lives in my apartment complex, and I've seen him twice. Well, this is the third time today, but I saw him twice, and the first time I saw him in passing, I was like, oh, he cute. And then the second time I saw him, like, right outside my apartment, I ran out on my balcony and I was like, your dog is so cute. And he was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, what's her name? And he's like, oh, her name's Nala. And I was like, oh my gosh, my dog's name is Nala, which you think maybe is like, okay, girl, but really my dog's name is Nala. So it was fate. Anyways, and he was like, oh, we should have a dog date one day. And I was like, oh yeah, my dog doesn't like live here, but yeah, we should totally still do that. And then I didn't see him again for weeks.
Yeah.
And then you text me last week and you're like, I saw your boyfriend. And I awkwardly stand like at my patio balcony with like, my hands and my my love forehead me. Pressed to the door, and I'm like, boyfriend, where are you? He's so fine, you guys. And then no, today,
she's not joking.
Yeah, he's one good man. Yeah,
that's a man.
He's beautiful. But you know what? The first time, the second time when I saw him and I talked to him, he had a hat on, so I knew he was cute. But today he didn't have his hat on, and I was like, oh, he's fine.
Oh man,
he's real fine. And then this is how I know if I'm interested, because I can talk to anyone about anything and I don't care. But I saw him outside today and I ran on the patio and I just stood there. And I was like, ugh, 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 ugh. And then my friend was like, hi, Nala. And he was like, oh, hey, how's your Nala? And I was like, oh, she's up in the desert, so you know, hot. And he was like, hot. Yeah, it's hot, huh? And I was like, yeah. And then I just stood there awkwardly and I couldn't say anything else. He's like, all right, well.
he's like, all right, I gotta go.
All right, I'll see you later. I was like, uh-huh.
Hey, at least he said he'll see you later, because that means he's gonna come back because he wants to see y'all pretty face.
No, but then when he walked his dog back, he walked the other way instead of back through the...
Maybe that's his normal path. Maybe he lives on the other side.
I don't know.
We've never really analyzed his entire walk because it's rare that we see
him. But if I have to wait another 3 weeks, I'm going to be so sad.
No, Wingman Duran is about to step in and be like, hey, are you the guy with the Nala? My friend talks about Nala a lot. She loves her dog Nala. You guys totally have a dog date. Are you single? She's single.
You have a number?
She has a number. What's your number?
Have a name?
Wait, you want her number?
Oh,
you know what?
Oh, my God.
She doesn't know your name, so I can't do that. What's your number?
Yeah, what's your name? What's your number?
I'll FaceTime right now. You want to talk to her? Here, cash the phone.
Cash the phone. You would not.
I wouldn't dare.
You would not. Ooh, 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 ooh. So that didn't go too well. I was, man.
But we did learn something today.
That I suck at talking to people that I like?
No, that you can make human interaction. Barely, so it's a start.
I can make human interaction, I know that.
No, but with someone that you're like, hey, I got my eye on you,
boo. Yeah, maybe I've been doing online dating so much that in-person communication stresses me out.
You know, I honestly agree with that, though, because we're so used to swiping through pictures and chatting through messages, but if you go out to a bar, dinner, and you make that eye contact with someone, you're like, oh wow, there's definitely a vibe there. You never act upon it. I'm like, all right, I totally got that. You're totally looking at me and I'm looking at you.
I'm really witty in my head. And then that's why when I respond to these online messages, I'm like, dude, I'm funny, because I have time to think about what my response is. And he was looking at my face and I was like, hi, and I couldn't even form a sentence.
Yeah,
the only sentence I could say was hi Nala. That was it. That's all I could say.
Hi Nala.
My brain just left my body. I was like, I like poppies and food in your face.
Yes,
that's what was going on in my brain. I didn't know how to make
it. It was a complete shutdown.
It was mush.
You know, we'll work on it.
I need to start talking to real life people.
But
this
you
is
do
a
talk
problem.
To real life people.
No, just people that I
not
like.
Not ones that you're interested in.
Yeah, those kinds. That. But there's they don't exist. It's very rare.
It's really hard.
So this is good for me, because he also lives here and I'm lazy. So I could be oh, you're down at your place? Great. Can you walk to mine? He's I'm still not going to go down there. Or he'll, if he literally lives three buildings down, I would still probably drive.
You wouldn't be able to find a parking spot.
Oh, you're right.
So,
I guess he's coming here because I'm not walking.
Be like,
downstairs.
Hey, you're coming over here because that's a long way to go.
I don't even know
upstairs.
His name.
We should make up a name for him to refer him to.
I know his dog's name. What were you looking at?
Nothing. I just looked at the picture on the wall.
Oh my God, it scares me
so
much.
I'm so sorry. We should name him I don't know. What's Simba? Call him Simba for now.
I'm not gonna call him Simba.
Ooh, Siamba. Daddy. Siamba.
Stop talking.
Yes.
You're canceled. You are canceled.
I have a question for you.
No.
Still single?
So hard. I'm single so hard.
Same. And there's your update.
For the listeners who are wondering, you were on Tinder a lot yesterday.
I was. Yesterday, Tinder was popping. I was like, come on.
And I matched you with someone so good today. I found your future future husband.
I have never been so stressed out in my entire life.
Tell our beautiful listeners all about your future husband that I matched you with today.
Y'all, Cecily really put me through it today. So if you don't remember, 2 episodes ago, we talked about dating someone who was in a wheelchair, you know. So I was like, I have stairs and I can't get them up the wheelchair and like put them in my car.
This isn't about me right now.
It's a real thing. And like, we've been, you know, I keep revisiting the topic in my head and I'm like, yeah, like, you know, I totally respect them. And like, you know, it's a shame that there's like a stigma against certain things when dating, but it's really hard. And someone's in and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, boom. So I get to this guy and I look through his pictures and like, it's totally like, yeah, yeah. And then the third picture, he's in a wheelchair, but he has no legs. He's just a torso and arms. And I scream.
Did you say a torso?
I'm tired.
I'm dying. He only had his waist up.
Just from a waist up. And I scream and I run into Seth's room and I said, look at this. I wasn't ready.
And I
give her my phone. She swiped right. I just about died. Okay. I hit the floor.
I'm trying to help you find true love. It comes in all shapes and packages.
You know, but that one doesn't have a package, so I wouldn't.
It's half a package.
I can't. I need the D.
How do you know he doesn't have a penis?
Well, obviously, he doesn't have a waist. Oh.
His penis could be
on his belly button, really?
Somewhere.
Is he an alien now?
Also, like, you probably could never have sex with him.
I couldn't do anything. I'd be so stressed out all the time. Like, are you okay? I'm so sorry.
Okay, so if they don't have a penis, do they still...
This is already going so far.
Here's the question. If they don't have a penis, do they still, like, get horny?
You know? I don't know.
Because how is he supposed to relieve himself of that?
How does he pee?
How does he pee?
Or poop. He's a different butt.
You know, when he matches with you, these are all
Stop it.
That you should ask him. Say, how do you pee?
We should ask him to be on the podcast and answer questions.
How do you poop?
But he can't come up the stairs.
Can't come here.
We're so bad.
You're going to hell. I'm trying to find you true love, and you're over here judging.
No. But, you know, I will find true love someday. I've been dreaming of this true love of mine. And
well, he might only be half a torso, is what I'm saying.
You know what? I'm going to need you to not. I feel like I'm going to end up like Beyonce and fall in love with someone ugly. And it's been stressing me out lately.
Well, you know, I get a lot of messages from ugly guys. Side note, here's the thing. This guy messaged me earlier this week, and he was not attractive in my eyes. I'm sure some beautiful woman will one day find him. I don't know. I can't say that. Anyway, so he messaged me, and he says, hey, cutie, and I literally typed, bye, ugly, and almost hit send, and I was like, ugh, I'm getting out of control online. This is mean. But he really wasn't cute, though.
But that was funny.
I also don't like the words cutie. I feel like I have told someone this before. Like, this big black man messaged me. And he's like, hey, cutie. And I said, no, I'm not a dog, and I'm not a child. And he was like, I didn't say that you were. And I said, okay, well,
you said, well, I'm not
cutie,
a cutie
makes me feel like you're talking to a
do
child
I look like a little
or a
orange
dog.
To you? Oh.
I'm not a small piece of fruit. I don't like that word. It bothers me. And a lot of straight men think it's a thing.
That's really weird. You know, a lot of gay men use that term. And
cutie?
I feel like I'm the exact opposite of a cutie because, like, you know, I'm like a man. I'm like, you know, I'm just not cutie.
I feel like that's
I'm
what
not
you say
pipe
kids.
Size. Yeah,
or
I'm not
small animals.
I'm not the smallest person.
Yeah, hi, cutie.
And I'm like, you better back the hell up with that bullshit.
I also, like, I don't know, maybe I feel like it's a little condescending. And I'm like, do you know what I'm doing for myself?
Yeah.
I am not cutie. I am beautiful.
Definitely beautiful.
Strong woman.
Yes. Doing the pretty girl rock.
Yo, that's a song. That's an old song.
Mm-hmm.
That's a one-hit wonder song.
She came from Beyonce's career. That's why she has one.
Okay.
I mean, she doesn't have one. 911.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I can't wait for you to match with your future husband that I set up for you.
You know, if I
and
do...
And when that happens, I will be able to talk to my boyfriend.
If I do match with sentences. Him, I will definitely... be sending you tons of screenshots.
Can you just ask him how he pees, how he poops, and if he gets horny? Ask him if he has a penis.
You know, I would probably just ask because
I might Google it tonight.
There's no harm in asking those kind of questions either. You know, like.
Did he have anything in his profile? Did you read it?
Yeah, I read his bio. Because I read the bios before I look through the pictures.
And what did because, the bio say?
Well, the bio was just like, fun loving guy, just looking for true love.
Aww.
420 friendly.
Oh.
And, you know, and I was
Does he have lungs? Oh, he has lungs.
Yeah. Girl. So, you know, I was like, oh, his bio's okay, you know? I was like, I like that.
He can't be smoking. He's so little.
I was like, yeah, this, okay, nice face. Oh, okay, that's a cute sweater. Oh my god, work your legs.
That's what happened.
I like stopped and then I kept going because there was like four more pictures. And I was like, okay.
I don't think I could date someone. Like, maybe if we were already dating. I think I've said this. We were already dating and then he lost his legs. I'd probably stay with him. I don't know. Maybe. I can't say that. But like, just to date someone who doesn't have... Oh, I just get tired thinking about
it. It's making my legs hurt. My legs are literally, like, shaking right now because I'm, like, squeezing them so tight. I'm like, I love my legs. I'm sorry for if I ever, like...
I know, we complain about our legs so much, too, because we're in pain. But, like, at least I have them.
Yes, and they're functioning.
Barely, but okay.
Praise be.
Kitty girl. Oh, Lord. Okay, here's a question. Here's I don't like your face. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm excited.
Here's a question. On the subject of people with no legs.
Oh, okay.
So what if they didn't have arms? Like, what if you were swiping and it was like they had their whole torso, but no. Maybe they wouldn't be able to create a Tinder profile.
Well, you know, sometimes when my hands are occupied, I use my nose and start to type.
You use your toes.
I know how to. Fun fact: I used to be able to write my name with my foot using a pencil between my toes because I was obsessed with this video on YouTube growing up. And all right.
Wow.
Yeah, I just.
But would you swipe on them if they didn't have arms? They can't hug you.
Oh, I would be so sad. I love hugs.
You can't cuddle. I mean, you could cuddle them.
You could cuddle them.
No, but they can't cuddle you.
No, it wouldn't be the same. And, you know, I probably would swipe left.
Also, if they're a guy and they go pee.
Wow, that must be a mess.
Like, it's a literal mess.
Yeah, just like dribbling everywhere.
Your penis is just flopping and peeing and flopping.
That must suck in the mornings, too. Just shooting the wall.
How do they brush their teeth with their feet? Brush their teeth with their feet.
They better keep their feet clean. Yikes.
That's nasty.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of feet.
So you couldn't then, because they'd have to do a lot of stuff with their feet.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be... You were cooking with your feet? Girl, bye.
They gotta eat.
Yeah, but they can eat their footy food.
Foot loops.
Fruity
food.
I'm in tears. Hey, good deal.
Stop.
Oh my god.
You need to go to bed. You need a nap after that.
That was definitely a lot.
There are probably people who cook with worse things than their feet. I mean, like, Adriana Bailoff doesn't wash her hands. Is
who?
What I'm saying. That girl who's in the Cheetah Girls.
No, not my girl.
She said it. She said she didn't wash her hands after she goes to the bathroom. So, like, why would I eat after?
Oh, now that bitch is nasty.
She said it in an interview.
She gonna touch her pussy then touch someone else's food?
More importantly, she didn't touch her caca behind.
You gonna touch salmonella from her food.
I don't think that's how that works. I don't think that's how salmonella works.
Should we go to start baking some bread? All that yeast she's tracking everywhere.
Okay, you're gonna get completely cut off of this podcast. Completely done. You're done.
In our friendship, sometimes I go on tangents, and she will text me, "I will block your number for a day." 24 hours, a block.
Or on Facebook.
Oh, on everywhere.
Or on Instagram. You just
I share some crazy stuff sometimes.
You just need some blocking every now and then.
Don't block my love.
I don't know if it's love. It's just...
Speaking of blocking love, today someone got unmatched with on Tinder.
Why?
Because he told me that he didn't like Beyonce.
That's the reason you blocked him?
I did, because he came for her. Well, the reason he came for her was because he had a picture of himself with Katy Perry. And, like, we were having a great conversation. And I was like, oh, so I see you like Katy Perry. Like, how do you feel about her most recent album? And he said, oh, it's, like, it's a really good album. I said, really? And he was like, well, it looks like you like Beyonce, and I don't see any difference there. And I was like, first of all, let's compare their careers. And he was like, got silent. And I was like, exactly.
And so you, like, unmatched him, or he unmatched you?
I unmatched him, because he said that Beyonce didn't have her babies, none of them, and that she pays for all of her awards and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I don't have time for this negativity.
Well, I believe she had the twins. Yes. Blue, I don't believe she had Blue.
I believe she had all of her children.
I don't.
Because the gift of having a child.
You can unmatch me.
The gift of giving birth is something to not take for granted, especially after having multiple miscarriages.
And I don't think that she carried
Blue. I didn't say that. Most people don't think that she carried Blue.
But the twins, they did work on her. Oh, yes, they did. So I know she had them babies.
And, like, if she did have a surrogate for Blue, I feel like they were coming for Matthew's stuff, but that's a whole nother story.
I mean, Blue looks real, real like Jay-Z. That's all him.
Yes. Oh, man.
Poor girl. Anyways, next. I was going to ask you a question because you were saying something. Oh, you need to tell them about when you re-downloaded Tinder this week. You need to tell our listeners what you got to be.
You know, I sometimes get sick of this gay dating online apps.
Was it Tinder?
It was Grindr. Oh, Grindr. It was the opposite. The good old Grindr. And so I just got sick of it. I deleted it because I was sick of all the sleazeballs. But, you know, you get bored. I reinstalled it, and within 10 minutes, there's a profile 2 miles away from me that tapped me, and it's like a little devil thing, and it's just like, oh, they're, like, interested, because in the nasty way. And his username was Nigger Lover.
So I don't get why he tapped you, though. I'm just kidding. It,
I said, you've got to be kidding me.
And did you have a conversation with him?
It was a really short one. I messaged him, and I said, really? Question mark? And he said, yeah. I just blocked him after that.
You block people too quick.
Well, I'm not trying to deal with people trying to, like, just...
I'm trying to read people to filth.
Yes.
You block them too quickly.
I read people to filth on Twitter. That's where the drama and the action is. You need to do it
through online dating, because that's where the fun lies. Because there's so many of them.
I shot my shot with someone this week. I forgot to tell you the story. I told one of our friends yesterday.
You're not telling our listeners first. It's listeners, you have to wait till next week. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Okay.
On Twitter, I slipped into someone's DMs and they replied.
Who was it?
It's a drag queen.
I love drag queens.
Who's also very fun and handsome out of drag. And it's just, I shot my shot because he was talking about, oh yeah, you know.
Wait, like a famous drag queen?
Borderline. Oh. It's a negative.
Okay. I was like, oh, RuPaul's Drag Race?
They're rumored to be on the next season of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, cool, I feel that. That's cool. It's a rumor, but whatever.
I want to be a drag queen.
Really?
Yeah. They have more fun. It's like, blondes don't have more fun, drag queens do.
You're actually right, because they can change their hair color to anything they want.
Anything they want. They get to draw on a new face every single time.
Yes, but I've been in constant contact with this person for a good 3 days now, and it's been interesting.
Do they live here?
They live in Los Angeles.
That's far.
They're traveling.
I don't like LA people.
You know, a lot of them are too city, and they act like their shit don't stink. But this one's very down to earth because they're from Chicago.
Chicago.
Bitch, Chi-town. I'm from Chicago.
Chi-town.
Come on, Chi. That's where Beyonce is right now.
Mm. I gave this guy my number a few months ago, and I don't really remember doing that. And he, like, texts me sporadically, and I delete the messages when we stop talking. And this last time I didn't, and so I, like, was able to scroll up and be like, oh, this is this guy. But he texts me, like, every 3 weeks. And I'll be like, how's your week going? And I'll be like, oh, it's good. And he goes, great. And, like, that's it. But, like, every 3 weeks.
Okay. I have one of those. His name's David.
I don't know what this guy's name is because I don't remember giving him my number. But it's also really annoying because I don't like people who just pop up like pimples.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, also, we have updates on my stalker.
Oh, Lord.
He called me
what time?
Sometime last week at midnight. And I didn't answer. Well, I didn't hear it because I was sleeping. I didn't hear my phone. When I was sleeping, I woke up and I saw that it was a call from a no caller ID number, so a block number. And then the next night, I put my phone like upside down on my nightstand so I could hear it when it vibrated, which was like something I never do. And my phone rang at 2 o'clock in the morning, and it was no caller ID, and I answered it, and then I hung up. Like, without even talking, he called back again. I answered it. I hung up. He called back a third time. I answered it. I hung up, and I turned my phone off for the night. And I never turned my phone off, ever. And I left it off for the night because I was so irritated. And then the next morning, I turned my phone back on, and I went and I have him blocked on Facebook, but I unblocked our chats on Facebook, and I sent him a message, and I was like, dude, stop calling me. I don't want to talk to you. I'm not interested in anything with you. Please stop calling me. And then he like screenshotted some message that he had, like text message conversation. He's like, well, I thought this was you messaging me from some number I didn't know, and I just had to call and make sure you weren't being a crazy bitch or something. And I was like, First of all, if I wanted to get a hold of you, I would be able to get a hold of you like I'm doing now, but I'm clearly not interested, and you keep calling me and you can't take a hint. Stop. I'm not interested. And then I had to reblock him, but I'm really hoping that message gets through his skull.
I hope that's the end of it, because I feel like I get more upset than you do sometimes, because
I've never been in this situation before, so it's odd for me that someone, and he's old is what it gets me, like, what was it? He's like 42, and
acted like a child.
Yeah, if someone says they're not interested, then why do you continue to harass them? It's weird. So hopefully that's the end of that. And he was like, oh, you're mad that I deleted your number? And I said, obviously you didn't, because you keep calling me. I would love for you to delete my number. Please do that. Just forget it. Just don't do that. And I'm hoping that stops, because we'll go stints, like maybe 1 week, 2 week, and I won't hear from him. And then all of a sudden I'm getting calls from his number or block numbers.
So. He's addicted to his chocolate princess.
Well, he needs a new one.
Wow.
He needs a new chocolate princess, because I'm not the one. I'm trying to get booed up with this guy, the Nala guy.
That part. Come on, Simba.
That's not his name.
That's his code name for me now. I'm literally going to refer to him as Simba.
I really hope that you see him tomorrow sometime.
I'm like, hey, yo, Simba! No, oh, wait. Don't do that. I mean, my bad.
He's going to be like, her name's Nala, dude. Yeah, uh-huh. I was totally talking about the dog.
Same thing. Same movie.
How perfect would it be for me to date someone who lived in my apartment complex?
That'd be so nice.
But also maybe not, because if we end on bad terms, like, he totally knows where I live.
But you know where he lives.
You right. And okay. I'm crazy.
So who can play that game? Yeah. And you have me.
You know what? You are crazy.
You know, I'm a ride or die.
Listeners, let me tell you a quick story about Duran. Duran and Van. We were out. We went out to lunch on whatever day it was this weekend, and then we had to stop at the store. And as we were stopping at the store, we were driving through the parking lot, and this truck came down the parking lot, like, in the middle of it, not to one side. And I'm like, are you serious? And they pass us, and they looked at us, like, the guy, the driver, was like this Mexican guy. He looked at us like we were doing something stupid.
The dirtiest look.
And the way that all of our heads snapped around to him, and all of us just started screaming, like, what? You got something? And then I had to realize, I was like, oh, I have my child in the car. I need to behave. And then I was like, oh, guys, no. Like, let's calm down, because I have Jaded. And they were like, that's all right. We're ready to fight. We can go down there without you. Go inside. We got this. I was like, oh, my friends are crazy. My friends are actually insane, ready to fight at all times.
Is come for me or my friends. You will not do that. You will not succeed. You will not pass go and collect $200. Because I will put you in your place. I will be T.A. Be that ass.
I got that.
Okay, just checking. I got it.
But you're a little aggressive.
I just, you know, I care about y'all.
You're always ready to fight people.
Always. On the freeway.
So it's like the worst to be in a car with both of you at the same time.
At least you didn't lock my window.
No, I didn't. Because he was on my side.
Yep.
He wasn't on your side.
Imagine having to be on the door with the child lock, though, because I'll hop out the car real quick. I'd be like, open this door!
I probably should child lock your door at all times.
Can't child lock the shotgun.
What you don't have a shotgun.
Oh, I was talking about the front door. Oh. I don't need a shotgun.
No, you don't.
I don't want
You'd
one.
Be in prison.
Child, that's an understatement. I'd be somebody's bitch, too, because I don't want to go in there and fight.
I feel like he would like that, though. He's like,
yeah. I probably wouldn't, though, because it's not on my terms. It's like someone degrading me on their terms. And I'm like, excuse me, I didn't like that. Thank you. But you can't really, like, be about it, because I'd get beat up in prison.
I would get beat up in prison for sure.
Because I have a big mouth.
Yeah, that's why you would get beat up. I feel like I would get beat up because I would not join a gang. And they'd be like, pick a side, and I'd be like, no.
Not happening. No, someone's going to look at me wrong. Oh, what you here for? I don't know. Who asked you? Shut up.
Yeah, you're going to die. Done. You're not getting beat up. They were going to shank you.
I'm
going to
get shanked with a plastic spoon stuffed in someone's pillowcase.
If I went to prison, I would just, like, never leave my cell. They'd be like, yep, yard time. I'd be like, I'm good.
I'd be like, you know what? I'm tired.
Or I would just try and stay up under a guard at all times. They'd be like, dude, go away.
If I could, I would take a book with me, and I'd stand next to the guard and be like, this is such a great story.
Or I would try to get myself thrown in solitary.
No, because then you get beat up, and they wouldn't give you any food.
No, in solitary, they don't bother you because you're by yourself the whole time.
Yeah, but like, is it like the shoe? Yeah. Solitary? Oh, see, that's not good, though. You'd go crazy because you're going to be in an enclosed space with no windows.
Yeah, that's what my job is like. Oh, I'm good.
But you have to be the first. You can talk to people there.
You can talk to people through the walls. We've seen enough shows. Hey.
Yeah, no human contact. I'd have to make a friend.
You can make a friend with, like, a spider.
Yeah, absolutely not. Oh, my God, the spider.
Charlotte's Web. Which one?
The one I killed the other day. And then almost had a heart attack.
Oh, in the parking lot. You've killed a lot of spiders recently.
I don't do bugs.
You were killing bugs that weren't even bothering you, though.
Yes, future boyfriend, if you're listening, we don't do bugs, okay?
What if he likes bugs?
Well, guess what? Not my boyfriend.
You know who else is not your boyfriend? Who? The man with no legs.
I was not ready for that. Oh, my God. You know, this whole no legs thing it's probably gonna bother me for a while because I just feel like I don't know how to feel. It stresses me out.
I really just want to know the questions you were talking about earlier. I want to know, listeners, if you have no legs, I just want to know if you have a penis or a vagina, if you're able to pee your poop, and if you get horny, what do you do?
He probably has to wear a colostomy bag at all times. And I have it, like, wired through his, like,
back. No, I can't do that. That's nasty.
Yeah. No, that's a negative for me.
Ugh. What if he needed you to, like, clean, like...
That's fine. Like, if my love person was ever... Love person? Wow. I can't even speak English anymore.
I don't even know what that is.
If my significant other were to ever get sick and needed, like, that kind of care, like, that's fine, you know? I know how to clean... You know, I can do all that. I'll switch your bedpan for you. I'll fluff your pillows. You know, I'll help you change your clothes. I have to do it for a long time. Like, so learning how to do that's fine. But, like, if it's how we start a relationship, I don't think that's going to be a thing.
It's something you can bond over, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
No, I was just kidding. I don't want to bond over somebody's colostomy bag.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Look at that piece of poop. It's so nice.
That's disgusting. I don't do poop. I don't do vomit. I barely got through it with my child.
Ooh.
I was unfortunate, so...
I can only imagine.
And that was baby poop. Like, I can't do adult poop.
Oh, man. No.
So, like, when my parents get old, yeah, I'm gonna let them live with me, but I'm hiring somebody because I don't have the stomach for it. My mom will just stay in a dirty diaper.
Who?
What?
Well, that's that.
I'm like, no. Mm-mm. I'll take you to the doctors. Mm-mm. I don't know what we're going to take you for, but we're taking you to the doctors. That's nasty.
So I found a new dating app this week.
So did I. Okay, tell me about yours.
It's called Chappie. It's like Tinder, but just for gay men. And there you have the option of finding Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now.
Oh.
So, like a swipe, like, I don't remember the swipe. There's, like, I use the buttons because I'm a little slow sometimes. You swipe in the wrong direction. Like, oh, man, I meant to swipe the other way. I've definitely swiped the wrong way on Tinder by accident a few times. I get either really sad or really angry.
I do, and then I just unmatch them.
Yeah, I do the same thing. But, like, sometimes there's something I want to swipe right on, I swipe left.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was going really fast. Yeah, and I was like,
that.
No.
Like, that could have been my future husband.
Probably my husband right there.
He's gone.
Yes, it happened with an old mutual friend from a few years ago, I had, like, the biggest crush on him. And I saw him on Tinder, and I was like, he is gay! Oh, my God! And I swiped left.
You're doing great.
I was upset for a good 5 minutes. I was like, you know what? I'm going to delete this app. I deleted the app.
Well, just five. You got over it. Threw my
phone down.
You got over it.
I sure did. I was like, well, all right. That's a missed opportunity.
There's plenty of fish.
Wow. Ba-dum-ts.
In the sea. Lori, my friend Lori, who's my favorite work person.
Amen. I love her too.
Sent me an app. It's a dating app, but it's like you sing karaoke and then the person, I'll send it to you. The person comes in, the person who wants to match with you, they have to like join in on your karaoke song.
Wait a second. What?
Yeah.
I almost started crying because I got so excited. So you sing karaoke.
And she's like, are you going to do it? And I was like, dude, I think I'm tapped out on dating apps, to be honest, because I'm just real tired. But yeah, it's like a karaoke app.
I'm so obsessed.
Let's tell our listeners what it's called. So I'm so obsessed.
I'm literally about to start crying because it just made me so happy. Oh, like, joy just rushed through my entire self.
Let's tell the listeners what it's called. So I got to find this text with Lori, who I text every day, so she should be at the top. She's literally the first person. And it's called KaraokeDating.com.
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 I am beyond excited to try it out because...
Yeah, you can try it and then you can tell our listeners because I don't think I'm downloading. To sing. I'm not downloading any more apps. I'm over it. Like, I really think I'm going to undo my app soon. Okay, so it says, welcome to the official site of world famous... Welcome to the official site of world... I think this is Asian. Anyways, the world's first and only dating social network for single karaoke fans to meet for fun, friendship, romance, or love. KaraokeDating.com is the only place in the world of its kind dedicated to single men and women from all corners of the world who love karaoke and want to share special times with like-minded karaoke dating members. So join the fun and request your date before someone else beats you to the microphone. Sign up now. It's free. Someone said, yeah, look at it. So the two reviews on here, the three out of the three that they feature, two of them, one's from Japan, one's from China. The one from Japan, Sachiko, says, number one dating site on the web from Tokyo, Japan. And then Mr. Zhang from China says, KaraokeDating.com is a great way to meet single ladies.
The single ladies. I love that.
And then someone from Midtown East, New York, Stacy Lee, says, she sounds Asian. Lee.
I thought she was going to say Stacey Lane Matthews, and I was like, okay, Henny.
No. She says, I love karaoke and love your dating website. It's the perfect way to meet new friends and date.
See, that's cool. You know, using dating apps to find friends and dates is a little bit stressful sometimes because you want to be friends. And all of a sudden, they want to get up in your pants. I'm like, no, I just wanted to be your friend. They're like,
okay, but what if you start this, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think I completely understand the premise of it. So when you try it, you'll have to let me know.
Yeah.
But what if you're doing a karaoke and then somebody joins in who's like really bad at singing?
Oh, yeah. See that right there? It's almost a deal breaker.
Yeah.
It's almost a deal breaker because all my friends are too talented. Like,
can you kick them out of it or what?
I'd be like, yeah, blocked. You cannot sing with me anymore. Oh, you can't sing with us.
You can't sing with us.
Yeah. So... my friends would make fun of my significant other. Hardcore.
I mean, I would.
So, like, I know. Well, I would, too, be like, ha, bitch, you can't sing. Shut up.
Ooh, aggressive again.
I couldn't do it. If you can't sing, you don't have any talent, I'm going to be a little stressed out. Because my friends, I know my friends, we are all shady boots. Shady boots.
You know, I actually don't care if they can't sing, but I need someone to appreciate the fact that musical theater is, like, my life.
Yeah. I tell guys all the time, yeah, I'm in rehearsals for this show. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Or the ones who are like, oh, yeah, I like theater. And I'm like, really? You should totally come to the show. They're like, oh, yeah, I've never seen a show before. And I said, oh, okay.
So then you don't know if you like theater.
So it's like, okay, so I don't know what you're basing theater off of. If you're basing it off of Cats, the VHS tape, gross. We definitely have an issue.
Yeah, like that guy today, he was like, what'd you do all weekend? I was like, oh, I was in rehearsals. He's like, well, that's cool, though. And I was like,
okay.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I didn't ask for your opinion. I am so over straight men. And anytime... that makes me sound like I'm going to become a lesbian, but shoot. I might.
I doubt it.
You're right, but I might.
You would get like 1 inch away from them and be like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Well, I don't want them to touch me.
That's what I said, an inch away. I didn't say you guys were going to actually be doing anything.
I just want a girlfriend.
Well, that's possible.
No, I don't want to be a lesbian. You can, I got over it.
You can have a relationship without any, like, physical contact or anything. It just wouldn't work out.
It wouldn't, because I don't like females.
Yeah. I could never date a woman again.
We'll save that for another episode. But Duran's got to tell his story of his. How long were you with this girl? 7 years?
No, 5.5.
5.5, and now he's gayer than, I don't even know.
I open my mouth and a purse falls out.
Is that what falls out, or a penis?
Wow, I mean, I don't swallow them whole. Only to gobble, the gobble, 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 gobble. Hi, Kristen.
Oh, Kristen, my favorite cousin.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
She made me say that. Okay. Anyway, so we'll come back next week with our updates. We have a special guest lined up for, I don't think this week, but the next week for sure. Mm-hmm. From my job. Yes. Yeah. Great. Next Sunday. But we will try and get the same person again for this.
Yes. We will make it happen. The universe is not going to rain our parade.
You can't have my joy.
Mercury's in retrograde.
So is the moon.
Yeah. Blame the hoes.
The blood moon. Lord. Happy news is that we're not on fire.
Yeah!
Yes, the fires have died down.
The fires have definitely gone down, because we look outside and we're like, oh wow, the sky's brown.
It was like Armageddon.
It's like the world is ending. Great. And I'm still
single. I was so ready for the apocalypse. I was like, listen, I've watched enough The Walking Dead. We gonna make it.
Oh, if the world was ending, I'd definitely have to go find my husband.
I would go find... Nala's dad.
Oh, really? Like, I thought she'd go find the rock. I'm in love with you.
No, because I feel like I'm going to have to compete with his wife and kids, and I just can't do that.
But the world's ending.
Yeah, but...
They don't exist anymore.
Although, I should find the rock, because he's always saving everyone in his movies. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to find him. His cousin is his stunt double. I'm going to go find his cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have an... I'll take Jason Momoa. Come on, Aquaman.
No, because he likes raping women.
Wow, never mind. He is canceled. I did not know that. Wow.
Well.
Tragic.
I don't know if he said it in a joking manner, but it still wasn't a joke.
It's not a joke.
He said that his favorite part of filming Game of Thrones was being able to rape women. So.
Okay, so we have a psychopath on our hands.
He could have said it, you know, just kidding, but either way, it's not appropriate. Anyway, so next week we'll come back with more updates. If you're not following us on Instagram, do it. I don't know why you're not. It's Shoulda Swipe Left Podcast. Not shoulda with like an apostrophe VE. It's shoulda, just like the name of this podcast. Shoulda.
Hey.
Swipe Left Podcast. We post all that fun stuff up there. You'll see some really funny online dating fail stuff on the story. Or just us being stupid, which is also fun.
This is always great.
Yes. Listen, next week we are going to try our hardest to get an episode posted up Sunday morning. By Sunday morning. Like, we'll probably record it sometime this
before
week.
Sunday morning.
Yes.
And then post it for Sunday.
Uh-huh.
We got y'all. We're getting in the hang of it, you know?
We are adjusting to life. August is a very busy, crazy month, so... It's
understatement.
Just, you know, we're not sleeping. Anyway, anything else you want to say, Ab?
No, I love you guys.
He'll tell you all about his date with his half-man.
Ooh. I can't. Ooh, I'm gonna have nightmares about that tonight.
Sorry about it.
Oh, man.
Oh, like, do you think that he walks like
that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God. Have you seen that, like, Facebook video of the guy who pretends to be a zombie and he just has no legs and he, like, walks on his hands like that in the middle of the story coming in the corner? Mm-hmm. That would have been me. I would have been that lady who shit herself in the store.
You probably did today.
I hit the floor so hard. I said, help me. It will never not be funny.
Sorry, guys. We're not good people. All right. Good night.
See you in hell.
What?
Oh.
Speak for yourself.
Y'all might see me there.
All right. We will catch up with you guys next week on time. Promise. It's not because we're black. CPT. We're just busy.
Hey. Have a great week, guys.
Have a great week. Love you, fam. Bye.